You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
What's next? What's happening? What you gonna do? You got the money you owe us, motherfucker?
We're putting the band back together.
You were the backbone, the nerve center of a great rhythm and blues band. You can make that live, breathe, and jump again.
Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
We'll do it live. No. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
They came to work every day, and there were no days off!
The show goes on!
Right now, in over us, it's looking good, and here we are in Washington.
Yes, the show goes on. It is like the sports reporters all over again. Andy on a Monday, and it's funny, Andy, that I bleeped out that bomb by Riley. Why am I having a brain fart right now? Not Mike Riley, not Pat Riley, but Bill O'Reilly. I bleep that out, but I leave the mother effer to open this alternate open I use for you, and it's just, it's too much vulgarity too soon. And for that, I apologize, Andy. I'm going to take that out in future editions. It's a little bit harsh. Every time I hear it with you, I cringe inside. I'm like, oh, God, no, ow, what are you doing there?
Well, look, I started in an era, if you said doo-doo on the air, your program director got mad. So, you know, things have changed.
Exactly. Now, how many expletives did you unleash today as the Commanders were getting beat in L.A., even though the final score was not nearly as bad as it could have or should have been?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I've long passed the expletive stage with this team. I mean, this is resignation of a season that went down the tubes a long time ago. I'm looking forward to the new regime whenever they get that in place.
So you would characterize yourself, and I hate to do this, but as having zero fucks left to give, because you literally don't, like, even when Cooper Kupp is wide open Sunday, nobody's in the same television picture as him, and it's Cooper Kupp, the league MVP.
Yeah,
that's how bad this thing. Commander's defense has been. Shit on a bun.
A good thing Ron Rivera simplified the defense after he fired Jack Del Rio. He simplified it to the point where he told the defenders, yeah, that number 10 who's really good?
Yeah, just don't let him run cover anybody. Yeah, don't cover anybody. Right. Now that's fixed. So, yeah, we are both at the point of the question of to fire a coach or not to fire a coach, because hours ago I was at Lambeau Field watching Baker Mayfield turn into Joe fucking Montana right before my eyes, his best game of the year, 380 some odd yards, 4 touchdowns, a passer rating of 158.3, which is the highest passer rating you can get. And this is after the Packers let Tommy DeVito beat him, a guy who got sacked 7 times today in a blowout loss to the Saints, 7 more than the Packers were able to get to him, and led a last second drive to get the game winning field goal. The defensive coordinator for the Packers is one Joe Barry. Joe Barry was in Washington when you and I sat around in front of microphones and said, I don't know about this guy. Doesn't seem to know what he's doing really well. He was the same D coordinator on the Lions team that went 0-16. Was it under Marty Morningweg that that happened?
Might have been. I'll look it up. Isn't that the one where Rob Parker said something to the effect, don't you wish your daughter had married better or something like that?
Wow. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. So this is a guy in that we've known, like when he got hired here, because we had him in Washington and he was not good. Mm-hmm. His defenses have ranked very low at every stop he's been. When he was hired and I was just starting this gig at 97.3 The Game, I didn't want to be that guy. You know who that guy is, Andy? That guy who instantly says, this guy's a disaster. You should fire him immediately before he even gets his desk set up. I want to
Well, that is type, you know, 9 of sports radio hosts. The one who says, I was telling you years ago they should have fired that guy. You know, the revisionist history guy who always wants to fire people.
Well, I wasn't going to be revisionist history. I was going to come out and say, this is a terrible hire by Matt LaFleur. It's his buddy. Mm-hmm. He's no good. It'll end poorly. I wanted to say, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe he'll do well with the personnel they have, but he hadn't done well before. I was very gentle in my criticism when my instincts would have been to say, disaster hire. What are we doing here? But I've realized that being right doesn't pay. It doesn't matter. The people who are the rightest in this business don't get any more money than the guys who are loud wrong. In fact, it's almost the opposite to that degree. Right. And when it comes to the teams that the local sports radio hosts cover, they want you to be positive when it's still early, even if you know it's not going to work. I remember my good friend, one account, Johnny Rhodes, blistering me in a private text about being too negative about one Jim Zorn, Andy. And my response,
we kind of liked him though. Well, we remember that he was honest at the beginning.
Sure,
you remember that?
Remember that, and we liked him. But guess what?
Yeah,
liking and being good at coaching is not the same.
Yeah, he was a good neighbor. He was North Turner, kind of the same thing, you know.
pioneer of saying hip hip hooray in the locker room after big right. wins. And then also, stay medium was his phrase. Stay yeah. medium.
Yeah, see, I think, like, Bill Parcells wouldn't be a great neighbor. Your garbage cans, you didn't take them in last night. I need to have them off the street when I go to work. Those are the kind of guys that you want, you know?
Yeah. So you have said before on this show that you do not advocate firing Ron Rivera. Are you right. still there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, look, they fired the defensive backs coach. I saw a play today where there was Cooper Kupp running so wide open that I could have caught that ball. So that didn't do a lot of good other than it made somebody feel good to say, get out, clean out your desk. But okay. the reality is it doesn't work at the end of the season.
But isn't there I don't think you guys will make it to the end of the year with totem pole Rivera at the sideline. Mm. I just don't think you will. It'll become too painful.
There's a Jets game this week. The Jets are in the same boat. So they lose. If they win, who cares? And then they'll get blown out by the 49ers. And then there's only one game left to go. So, you know, just make it to the end and clean house.
Okay. Well, I think the Packers should fire Joe Barry for this very reason. Not that they're going to get somebody better right now. Not that the scheme is going to change. Not that the players that are not as good as their hype would indicate are going to play better per se. It has to be done because it'll eventually be done. There's a saying mm-hmm. that what must be done eventually should be done immediately.
Who made that? Is that your saying or is that somebody else's?
It's like a self-help motivational phrase.
Okay. I never heard that, but okay.
Well, what must be done eventually should be done immediately. Now, sometimes there's reasons not to do it immediately. But that said, mm-hmm. they're going to fire him after this year. So the reason to fire him now is to say, well, you just let Tommy DeVito and Baker Mayfield, who has been piddling along this year at about 200 yards a game, to just go off on you, to go completely nuclear on your defense. Like, unacceptable. I want the Packers to draw a line, to send a message. I want LaFleur to get an edge, to go, you know what? We can't have this. I'm the head coach. This is going to cost me my job if I don't fire him, so we had to make a change. But the Packers, Andy, are this nice franchise. And a lot of it goes to the fact they don't have an owner. And that's a blessing. Right. That's a miracle. That's something that'll never happen again in this league. But it's an Achilles heel when you need a singular owner with a big yacht just kind of being there to worry about. Because without a guy who's worth $17 billion ready to make irrational decisions at the drop of a hat or being pissed off after a loss or being pissed off and liquored up after a loss like some owner we once knew, Andy, you're not going to be as urgent. You're going to say, well, we're going to look at the tape. We're going to think about it. There's reasons why Joe Barry doesn't suck.
How's it working out for David Tepper? That billionaire that you want to do. Yeah, it doesn't work.
No,
it doesn't work.
I didn't say it would work. I'm saying sometimes it has to be done to say this change has to happen. I said this about the special teams coach that was here a couple years ago because they had one of the worst special teams ever. Yeah. And it was midseason. I go, you got to get rid of this guy. Oh, what good is that going to do? Who are you going to get that's better? By the way, Andy likes to do that to me as well. He's done it to me in the past. And my response to you has been what, Andy? It's not my job to know who's better.
Anybody,
folding chair would be better. No, so they didn't get rid of their special teams coach, and then in a playoff game at home against the Niners, they had a punt blocked that turned out to be the difference in the game. And I turned my palms up, and I said, see, told you. And nobody rushed to give me a raise for being right. Funny how that is.
right.
So why try to be right? Why try to say what is the right thing to do? So you will not fire Rivera before the end of the year. The reason not to do it would be you don't want the vacuum or the chance to fall in love with interim coach who wins a game or two. Because that's where the Raiders are right now, by the way. They're falling in love with Antonio Pierce, which I think is hilarious.
Well, but Josh McDaniels has a history of this, that the players hate him. The players don't hate Ron Rivera.
Right.
So it's like what you're asking them to do is to smash a dish, and the dish that's smashed, it doesn't do you any good anymore because it's smashed. It made you feel good to smash the dish.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. And then when you go to eat dinner, how come there's no dish? Well, you smashed it.
Why are you eating out of a paper towel? Well, I'm out of dishes.
Exactly. Yeah, but it felt good. I got rid of that damn dish. I couldn't stand the dish.
Isn't that a staple of Jewish weddings, smashing dishes?
No, that's called what it is like a little light bulb, and it's put in like a little silk purse.
Oh,
and
right.
And the groom steps on it, and then everybody goes Mazel Tov, and they kiss the bride, and everybody. You know,
isn't there another cultural tradition? Is it Greek in which you smash dishes?
No, the Greek wedding I went to, which I'm surprised the Jews haven't jumped on, is that everybody throws money out on the floor.
And they make it rain?
Yeah, they make it rain. And then they sweep up the money, and the bride and the groom walk off with a bundle of cash.
Why Greeks break plates, the history behind the custom. Smashing plates is done in joy as well as to mourn. It was once believed that a celebration could draw the attention of some bad energy or even worse, nasty spirits. So to ward off the evil spirits that might wreak havoc on a newly married couple, smashing a few plates was considered to serve as camouflage. So that's a thing in Greek weddings.
Yeah.
And it's,
I went to a Greek wedding. Don't remember that, but maybe they did.
Not all. I think, some brides are cost conscious, and I'm sure that adds to the catering bill. Now, is this going to be a plate smashing wedding, or are you guys going to not do that? Well, look, the Chargers smashed their Brandon Staley plate.
Oh, my God. That was unbelievable. That was like him dancing around naked in the middle of the field yelling, "Fire me." And then did you hear what he said after the game? That he shouldn't be fired because of what he'd done in 3 years. And if you go in the locker room and ask the players, they're still behind him. Not for long.
So that's a good firing. It takes a complete blowout game.
Well, I mean, that was like, I mean, that's as bad as it can get. I mean, a Raiders team that had been shut out.
Went from zero, to 68, was it?
63. And if you look at the other teams that have done that, they go back to a time when, like, they were pulling plumbers off the street to play. These were like in the 1920s,
right?
When when football was really prehistoric. So to this have happened in this time period,
right,
is just beyond belief.
Did you hear what Staley said back in late November about whether his message is still reaching the team? Get a load of this.
I mean, there's so many close losses that it's kind of you compare and said kind of similar things about, you know, things could have went one way, things could have went the other way. Do you still feel like your messaging is hitting to people, to the, you know, members of this team, and still coming across?
Yeah, otherwise you'd get blown out of the stadium, in one of these games. You'd get blown out of the stadium, and that hasn't happened.
Well, it did.
Insert the SpongeBob a few moments later. Literally 3 weeks later, and they get their doors blown off. Okay,
what happened with Cameron Cheeseman, with the snapper for Washington.
Oh.
He was starting to have troubles earlier this season, and Rivera says, "Well, we're not going to deal with it until it becomes a problem." Well, today he almost got his punter killed,
right?
And an extra point was blocked. It's a complete disaster now. Now you got to change the snapper.
Yeah. Well, luckily you picked him up off the street. He was a plumber, and you didn't draft the guy,
no.
So you never spent a draft. I'm sorry. What?
Moved up. They moved up to draft him in the sixth round. Nobody does that with a snapper. Nobody.
Nobody, right? These are guys who are on the edges of being NFL players who have one specific skill.
Right.
And they pay them the bare minimum, and they say, "You're doing one thing. You're snapping the ball long on accurately all the time." That's it.
If you're any good, you stay on a team for 10 years and nobody knows who the hell you are.
Right.
That's a good long snapper.
He drafted a long snapper. and moved up to do so. And the guy was known to be a disaster. And earlier in the year, Rivera said, well, we're not going to worry about these bad snaps till they become a problem. And now they're a problem.
Yeah. Now they're a problem. Yeah. Almost got his all-pro punter killed.
I think, Andy, in the long run of everything, Rivera will go down as worse than Zorn.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that.
Why?
And he's
Rivera has said so many of the most head scratching, are you fucking kidding me things. Like last year when he said, well, if I knew that, Howell was this good, I would have started him earlier. And then he benched Howell today for Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, but he says Howell's going to start next week.
But still, he says some of the dumbest shit ever, Rivera.
Yeah, but Zorn was remember the story. He was in Seattle and he was told, we're not even going to bring you back next year as the quarterback's coach. So you might want to look for another job. He winds up in Washington, somehow being hired as the offensive coordinator before the head coach was hired. And when they couldn't get their head coach, they hired him as a head coach. And yes, he did start out 6-2, but he was a complete disaster.
He
was so far in over his head, he couldn't see.
He was a buffoon. 33 days, they were chasing after Spagnuolo.
Spagnuolo.
And they could, when they finally had permission to talk to Spagnuolo, who was the Giants D coordinator that year, I believe.
Yeah, and they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he took like 5 minutes to go. Yeah, nah.
They brought him to Dan Snyder's house, and they read from him from the binder at Notre Dame on how to hire a coach. And he probably smacked his palm against his forehead and said, in his terms, Oy gevalt, who are these guys?
Zorn recounted how he got the interview. He said he was there working at the facility just in his normal athletic team-issued gear. And was told, hey, Dan wants to interview you for the head job because he was already on as OC waiting for the new boss. And so he went home and put on a suit.
He bought a suit.
I don't remember the buying part, but the mere thing of I'm going to go home and put on a suit to then go be interviewed at Dan's mansion. Didn't they interview him at his mansion?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's how business was done. He and his boy Vinny were there with the Notre Dame binder.
How did they win any games under Snyder is what I am wondering in retrospect. There's one small sliver of, I guess, sunshine with this whole situation. For those DC area DirecTV customers that wanted to watch the Commanders lose to the Rams, they couldn't because DirecTV continues to black out CBS. Are you aware of this?
I am. I it's unbelievable. And it also...
And you luckily also, are not a DirecTV subscriber.
I'm Verizon. But it also illustrates the fact of where this team is. Because if this would have happened when they were good, oh my God, there would have been, the rioting in the streets. But, people just went, this sucks. And there are bars that couldn't do it, that have DirecTV.
Army Navy was not seen. And prior to that, the Alabama-Georgia SEC title game was also not seen on DirecTV on CBS, which is outrageous. I don't know why I still have DirecTV. I should need to cancel them ASAP. I get most of my football now and streaming over YouTube TV. So that's good. Right. Not DirecTV, but still. Pretty bad. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At MyBookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, some other things to get to. College football. Real quick before I get into this, Ohio State's former starting quarterback, Kyle McCord, has decided to transfer to Syracuse. What in the living hell is going on here? He must have been paid a lot of money.
Or he's just not that good. You know, maybe he was the problem. He was the reason that they didn't beat Michigan. I don't
12
know.
12-1 as starter.
I understood. But who else does Ohio State play besides Michigan? And they nearly lost to Notre Dame, which had three losses and wasn't that great. So maybe he's just not that good.
You're right. It's quite possible. But that's quite a downgrade. Would you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, but I don't think it was like there was a bidding war to get him and Syracuse won. No, I think that's all what he had to settle for.
Right. Meanwhile, have you heard the Chip Kelly solution?
I did.
Quote unquote solution to college football and what ails it. I'm going to play the entire minute 55 and then we can dive in. Here was Chip Kelly addressing the media, I think, in advance of their bowl appearance.
Biggest issue that you might have right now, whether it be realignment, NIL, transfer portal, and what would your plan maybe be to try to solve it?
I think they're all a problem, and I think we need to have a conference commissioner. I think football should be separate from the other sports. Just the fact that our school is leaving to go to the Big Ten in football, our softball team should be playing Arizona in softball. Our basketball team should be playing Arizona in basketball. But because football left, and they're saying, well, how do you do that? Well, Notre Dame's independent in football, and they're in a conference and everything else. I think we should all be independent in football. And you can have a 64-team conference that's in the Power Five, and you can have a 64-team conference in the Group of Five. And we separate, and we play each other. You can have the West Coast teams, and then every year we play seven games against the West Coast teams, and then we play the East. So we play Syracuse, Boston College, Pitt, West Virginia, Virginia. Then the next year you play against the South while you still play your seven teams. You can play a seven-game schedule. You can play four against another conference, another division opponent, and you can always play against one Mountain West team every year so that we can still keep those rivalries going. Not that I've really thought about this. Not that I've spent a time on this. But I think if you went together collectively as a group and said there's 132 teams and we all share the same TV contract so that the Mountain West doesn't have one and the Sun Belt doesn't have another and SEC has one and they have another, that we all go together, that's a lot of games, and there's a lot of people in the TV world that would go through it. You can sponsor each one. Instead of calling it Group of Five and Power Five, you can call it Amazon, Nike, bid that out to things. You know, a lot of different things. But I think if we still do the same thing and take all that money, and I would do this, and I think this needs to be done, that money now needs to be shared with the student-athletes, and there needs to be revenue sharing, and the players should get paid, and you can get rid of NLI, and the schools should be paying the players because the players are what the product is. And the fact that they don't get paid is really the biggest travesty.
There it is, Chip Kelly on his solution to college football. Your thoughts?
I agree with him for the most part, but I don't think it's going to happen immediately, but I think that's eventually what they're going to have to get to. The problem is if you do that, the NCAA has to admit, oh, yeah, there's no such thing as student athletes. This is professional football. And I think you got to go through maybe a couple of more years of the nonsense we've been going through here before we get to it. But I think that's the ultimate of where they have to go, some form of what he's talking about there.
Okay. I saw a lot of people saying on social media, wow, Chip Kelly really gets it. What a brilliant idea. This guy, put him in charge. I'm like, you're as dumb as he is. He has so many dumb, unworkable ideas in this. I don't even know where to begin. Let me start with the dumbest concept. The players are the product. Could not be more wrong if he tried. The product of college football is the history, tradition, logos, colors, an old war memorial stadium, and getting together with old friends to barbecue and tailgate on Saturdays in the fall. The players are fucking irrelevant. They come and they go, and they're here for a hot second. And now with NLI, it's another thing. What a great take by Chip Kelly. Can he get three letters correct? Answer, not really. With NIL, the players are here and gone even quicker. The players are not the fucking product. The product is the tradition and the nostalgia and the good old alma mater. That's number one. Number two, a commissioner. Who is he going to report to? Because commissioners in sports report to the who, Andy? Owners. Who are the owners? Who's going to hire the commissioner? And how are you going to tell certain SEC schools, oh, your TV deal, you got to share it now with the Mountain West? Like, this is the dumbest fucking solution ever. Who says this is a good idea? Who says we want the east half of the country playing the west half? The west has six good teams. The south has 20. Am I yelling? I'm yelling now.
So what you want to do is you want to make it like it was in the 1970s, right?
Not
the
true.
Kids get a scholarship. And they get their books and their meals paid for, and they go out on the field. And, you know, if you tear up your knee, well, it's too bad. But, you know, we got 100 kids on scholarship. We'll just replace you. That's the way you want to do it. Right?
Not true. I don't want it to go to anything because I don't want for things that won't happen the way I want them. I am just saying that you are on a professional track now. And the professionalization of college football will end with a lockout of the players and a union and an entry draft out of high school and contracts and trades and fines and suspensions. And everything that's in the pro game will be in the college game to the point where you draw the line out long enough, schools will be threatening to move to another city for a better stadium.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But look, I don't know how you stop that progression. You've opened the door with the money, and to rein it back in, I just don't see how it's going to happen. And if you don't have some kind of control over this, then you are talking about schools that have $6 million quarterbacks, and the NIL is, you know, look, the Deion Sanders' kid got his Rolls Royce booted on campus. I mean, come on. how much further can we go on this?
Well,
so
look,
if you don't have rules and regulations, that's what you're going to get.
There is a top end of Division I football only that is in this death spiral arms race that cannot be sustained. My solution would be to cut off that portion of the sport and tell them, good luck, but we're not going down this path. And to go back to a more sensible version, a perhaps more humane version of the old system where, yes, unnamed left guard at mid-tier Big Ten school has no value whatsoever. So you're going to get a scholarship, room and board, and a couple grand a semester. And if you don't like it, we'll get another guy who the public won't fucking know the difference. And that's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it this way. Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, they can go form their own pseudo NFL and good luck to them. There. Right.
And CBS, which paid $80 billion to televise SEC, is going to be fine with that.
Well, they're going to have to be, because a lot of schools don't make money on football. They lose money.
I know.
Your Subway alma mater, Maryland, and there is a Subway stop that goes to Maryland, right?
There is, yes, there is. Greenland,
Your Subway alma mater loses their ass on football.
Yeah, they do. But not as much as they used to, because they're in the Big Ten.
No, not as much. but that's not the moneymaker. And I guarantee Rutgers is losing their ass on football.
Oh yeah, they're getting killed. But the problem is you're asking them to put the toothpaste back in the tube. It's not going to happen.
No, I'm not asking for anything. I'm telling you, if they were smart, they would saw off the expensive race to become a mini NFL with the top 32 or however many schools want to try this, and push them off into the ocean. That's what they should do. This Chip Kelly idea is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. And by the way, to think that there wouldn't be any arguments over who's in the first 64 and the second 64. Look at JMU. They threatened to sue just to get into a bowl game.
Oh, yeah, and Florida State is suing because they got left out of the playoffs. I mean, you know, this is just lunacy that's going on. But if you want to just continue it this way, it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
I agree. It'll end with a lockout of the players and their union in college, because that's the way many pro sports are going to be, just like the big boys that are actually sports.
And then what will happen is the networks will say to Alabama, well, just get these guys who are cut by the NFL and give them Alabama uniforms. Nobody's going to care. Just put them back out on the field. Get a bunch of students in your stadium.
Andy, and
you got a television show.
Andy, you brought up a great point I hadn't even considered. What about eligibility in this new pseudo-pro league?
If a guy does go,
so what would stop a guy who's played four years?
Stetson Bennett should still be the quarterback at Georgia. He should keep playing until he's like, you know, as old as Brady. Because the whole student-athlete thing is a joke. And so, you know, the alma mater wants to see him play quarterback. So he's not good enough for the NFL. Let him play at Georgia till the end of time.
Well, right, but then that would take away opportunities from the next Stetson Bennett.
There's no opportunity. Let him go play at someplace else. Let him go play at.
What do you mean? Let him go play more? Yeah, but it takes away an opportunity to play at Georgia for the next guy. Whoa! My kid, who's a quarterback, who's dreamed of playing for Georgia, cares. Because he's good enough to beat out
Stetson Bennett. He should go there and do it. Otherwise, Stetson has been our quarterback here for a long, long time.
Andy,
and we're not bringing in some kid named Saban to take his place.
Andy, my 19-year-old kid can't beat out a ninth-year Stetson Bennett, who's not good enough for Sunday football, but is great playing Saturday football for an indefinite timeline of his career. Do you understand how that will be a problem?
Why? The alma mater doesn't care. The kids in the stands don't care. All they see is a guy in a black and red uniform with the G on the side winning football games.
All right, let me end on this. Quick 5 minutes. No more than 5 minutes. I'm going to play the music out. 5 minutes max. I got chided by one listener, subscriber, saying, enough of this Ted moving the Caps and the Wizards to Virginia shit. I thought this was a national podcast. This is not a national podcast. It is not a DC podcast. It is not even a Milwaukee podcast. It's a me podcast. I talk about shit that is important to me, that fascinates me, that is of a timely news value. And this was a big move. I haven't talked to you about it yet, and I am dying to hear your perspective, because for those of you who can put two and two together, Polin, Andy Polin, Abe Polin, what? Yes. We've said this before, I'll say it again. Not father, not grandfather, not even uncle. Cousin, right?
Right. Yep.
Right. Your cousin did one of the best things for the District of Columbia that has ever been done. He forcibly brought two franchises, those the hockey team and the basketball team out of the dismal burbs of Landover, Maryland, 20 miles outside the city limits, and helped get a stadium built, paid for the stadium with much of his own money, that revitalized an entire sector of downtown that was otherwise a bit of a Scooby-Doo ghost town. That was a hell of a thing. But your cousin was the exception, not the rule. Ted's now leaving town. Are you mad about it? What are your thoughts, given that you have family and history with this, Andrew?
I'm sick about it, you know, and it is very sad. And what Ted is doing is terrible. And telling people what a great thing he's doing for the region. Look, you and I have talked about this many times. I grew up in Maryland. You grew up in Virginia. Wherever we were going to work, we were going to live where we grew up. We are loyal to our state. And people who live in Maryland don't go to Virginia for anything, and vice versa. People go to the District of Columbia, and the District of Columbia was revitalized by this arena. And so Ted made a deal with the governor. It's going to be very good for him, and he's going to make lots of money. You and your Commonwealth, you're going to have a lot more congestion. Oh, and by the way, some bigger taxes to go along with that. But that's okay, because Ted is going to line his pockets a little bit more in the district. Well, this was the great part. Oh, don't worry. We're not abandoning Capital One Arena. We're going to give you Mystics games. And he had the chutzpah to say how big women's basketball was, and said that he had become a big Virginia Tech women's basketball fan. What a phony. What a complete phony.
That said, this was a entity, the district, losing two massive clients. This is business. Whatever business you're in, when you've got two huge clients, you must do whatever it takes to keep them as clients, right?
Oh, no question. The mayor dropped the ball.
She lost the accounts. Now, it's also possible. Why?
Because she was looking at the Commanders, and when she took her eye off the ball, that's when Ted made his deal to go out of town. She wants to get there. Now she has to get them, but she's lost her leverage on that, and 82 dates a year are now gone from this arena. And, you know, I don't think that area, now the area has deteriorated in recent years, partly because DC can't hire enough cops. There's a lot of crime in that area, and that's a bit of a problem as well. But, you know, cities need these kind of things. And, he's basically thumbed his nose at DC.
Yeah. It also must be said that sometimes not everything is always either or yes or no. It's both, right? Like, both things that are seemingly conflicting can both be true. Like, Bowser's a clown, but then again, most politicians are clowns of any party. But she had no chance. So it didn't matter that she was a clown who dropped the ball. This was a much stronger deal with real estate and future development, and a governor that just said, we're going to steal these. Like, they had no chance, the district. They could have the best mayor ever, the sharpest, most on-the-ball mayor. They couldn't offer what Virginia offered in money, dirt, or development. Is that a fair claim?
No. He wants to have the global headquarters for monumental sports. Well, there wasn't the room to do that in D.C. where they are. It's just, it wasn't realistic. But as far as being this great, you know, civic leader, he's telling you, oh, no, no, it's not the city. It's the region. It's not. It's not. No, it's not. Okay? It's not. It's D.C. If you're a D.C. person, you're D.C. He wants to say, oh, we extend all the way up to Delaware. No, we don't go up to Delaware. We go here, Washington, D.C.
Well, Andy, for years you had no problem with the Redskins playing in your state of Maryland. Never once peeped.
Well, I didn't want them there.
I know, but still. You are an anti-Virginite, and I just want to say this. Why, Andy, for the first time since the Squires, looks like the Commonwealth has a professional team all our own. So come on down and see that Virginia is for lovers. That's our slogan. You know that.
I'm not sitting on the GW Parkway for 2 hours to see the most disgusting basketball team I've ever seen. They play no defense. Well, you better have a good class to make people show up, too.
Lucky for you, you could take the subway. Just don't ask Ms. Bowser which lines connect to where.
There's only two. All the lines connect to Capital One Arena.
I know. All right, Andy. Good to talk to you, buddy. We'll see you next week.
All right, Zach.
Bye now.
All right, Zach. Take care.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.